talk about, again, we're at this point where you've got to, you know, win or else. I mean, is it get tiring, Fitz, to be in this situation year after year, too?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's tiring to, you know, coming up to the podium and having to talk after all these losses and having to kind of figure out why we are where we are, why we've been inconsistent on offense, why we keep losing games. That part of it is tiring, but, you know, that's part of it. We've got to be able to figure those things out. We've got to be able to get out here, continue to work. We've got to be able to keep spirits high and look forward to the next game. And, you know, hopefully this next game will be our best game of the year.
It's troubling to have 15,000 unsold tickets. I mean, ultimately this is entertainment and they're sending you a message.
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing there, if you're not winning, you know, I think you're going to see that. And, you know, unfortunately, with how much excitement there was at the beginning of the year and how we haven't met the expectations that we've had for ourselves or that people have had for us, that's going to happen. And the only way you bring them back is to win games.
Ryan, at this point of the season, you talked a little about consistency. Shouldn't it be better, whether it's wrong routes, whether it's wrong reads, whether it's bad passes, whether it's drop balls, whatever it may be, things just keep popping up in games. By week 12, shouldn't that be more smoothed over?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, the game of football is interesting because every week is a different week. It's a different opponent. And there's different things we're doing. There's different ways that people defend us. And so, you know, there are going to be ups and downs during the season. I think we all know that. There are going to be some inconsistencies. But, yeah, I mean, for us to struggle in some of the stuff, you know, maybe we thought we'd be better at coming into the year and to have those up and downs, it's just something we need to get better at.
It hasn't happened all at once yet. I mean, not yet, but not all in the same game. And the defense is playing pretty well right now, and Mario might be at his peak, which is, I mean, you guys were so excited when the signings were made over the offseason. You know, it's odd how sometimes it don't come together at the same time.
Yeah, I think, yeah, and that's part of the consistency, too, and everybody, all three units being consistent in the same game, and that really, you know, we've had our ups and downs on offense, the defense has had their ups and downs, and the special teams has been the same way, and so, you know, Chan at the very beginning of the year talked about the perfect storm and getting all three of those, you know, to come together and all of us to play well in the same game throughout the season and continue to improve. So hopefully the perfect storm will happen this weekend.
You've been in the same situation that Tavares is in now. I mean, you were a young player. He's kind of a veteran guy going through it. But how difficult is it for a guy who's been in the league, who started 30-some games in the NFL, to basically be told, sorry, you're sitting this one out this year? Because that's really kind of what's happened. He's completely been benched.
Yeah, I think as a competitor, that's tough. You know, not just a quarterback, but in general, you want to be out there playing. And, you know, it's a tough situation. He's a guy that came in, you know, after all the learning and after training camp and all that stuff. And so as a quarterback, that's a very difficult situation to be put in. And to have anything expected out of you just because of the nature of the position and how much goes into it mentally. And, you know, once you get into a season, 100% of the focus is on winning games and, you know, me and Chan talking about things and getting me ready. And so that's, you know, that's a tough situation. That's what it is.
At this point, he couldn't play, could he? I mean, if something were to happen that he had to go in, do you think he could do it?
I mean, you know, I've seen him play. I've seen T-Jack play before. You know, obviously the guy has had success in this league. So it would certainly be, you know, it would not be an ideal situation for him or anybody. But he's been successful in this league.
You talked about the need to win in this league. You feel your stature as franchise quarterback could be in jeopardy if you don't turn this around as a team pretty quick?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, again, what I said a few weeks ago is, especially as a quarterback, it's all about production. It's all about wins. I mean, that's the number one important thing. And, you know, that's something that each week I've got to continue to go out there and, you know, help the team in any way that I can in getting these wins. And that's a big part of it for me. And, you know, that's something that weighs on me. It's weighed on me all year long in terms of not being able to do it, not being able to be as successful as we wanted to be. And, I mean, I've got no choice but to go out there and just to try to continue to put together successful plays and successful drives and win games.
What prevented that from, there's been a lot of factors, obviously, but in terms of your game, Ryan, have you been able to put your finger on what's prevented that from happening on a consistent
basis? No, I don't know that you can point to one thing. I think, like you said, there's plenty of things that go into it.
At 4-7, do you feel like as players you got to win to take some heat off Chan here going forward?
I don't know. That's how we look at it. You know, I think as a head coach, he's obviously going to receive a lot of the heat when things aren't going well, and probably get a lot of the praise when things are. But you know, if you look at, for me, I mean, he's a guy that's put a lot and invested a lot into me, and so I think, you know, I want to go out there and win, and I want to win for my teammates, but I want to go out there and win for Chan as well.
Do you feel like, you know, you've been 4-7 or 5-6 three of the last 4 years? Does it feel different to you? Do you feel like the program is farther down the road than it has been?
Yeah, I mean, we didn't expect or want to be where we are right now, and I feel like, you know, unfortunately there's been some games where we haven't shown where we thought we would be or where we should be. That being said, we've got a great opportunity with these last five games to go out and show that there has been progress that's been made, and that we're a better team that we've shown in the first 11 games of the season.
Hey, Ryan, with all the discussion coming out of Stevie's remarks and then the reinterpretation of them or whatever, internally, did anything come of that? Like, have you talked about maybe altering anything from a play calling standpoint in terms of the audibles, or is there anything that changes moving forward at all?
No, I mean, our offense is what it is. I think, you know, you guys, I talked about it a few days ago. Stevie talked about it a few days ago, so I think we can put that to rest. But, nothing's going to change. I mean, we are who we are, and we just got to go out there and be more effective.
We've talked about this for, you know, several weeks now, but, you know, red zone, you know, after taking a couple days and thinking it over, run better, be more precise? What are some of the general things?
Yeah, I'd say everything. Just do a little bit of everything better. You know, there hasn't really been a lot of success down there lately. You know, there's certain games where we've got a ton of success, and then there's games where we're getting shut out, and so just throw the word consistency again. But, yeah, we've got to be able to run better down there. We've got to be able to be more efficient in the pass game down there.
I mean, you hit the Tennessee game, the middle screen to Fred. I mean, it was just schemed up automatic, you know. But you can't really scheme it, get them that decisively all the time, right? I mean,
they get paid to. But we did a good job this last game getting Donald down to the one-yard line, and then Lee running into the ref and catching the ball. I mean, that was a great design of a play, you know, for, run around a little bit. But, you know, sometimes you just need something like that to happen to get everybody going and get some momentum.
Were you surprised they went with Kyle on that play the way they did?
No, I mean, because Corey went down in the game, and that's...
No, I meant that when you call the play the Colts, when Kyle went out in the pass, they stayed with him the way they did.
I mean, they must know all about his golf and swimming career, and you know, they must know he's a great athlete.
Do you see any signs of discouragement in Chan? I mean, just, he wouldn't show it to us, but having his vision of offense at times it seems so great here, but he's under fire now.
Yeah, I think, you know, and I've sat down and talked with him yesterday, today, we've talked about stuff, and you know, we were focused on these last five games. I think that's the most important thing, and I think it's very important for us in these next five games to show, you know, the progress that we think we've made in the last few years, because there has been progress. We are much better. We've got to be able to go out there and do it and show it on the field.
Ryan, how much input do you have early in the week before he comes up with a game plan? Does he sit down with you and see what you're comfortable with and just talk to you a little bit before he sits down and comes up with something?
Yeah, I mean, they come up with all kinds of different ideas and you know, different ways they want to attack, different personnel groupings and things like that. Usually we'll sit down in our Wednesday morning meeting, and he'll go over everything that they've installed and put in, and we'll kind of talk about comfort level, what we like, what we don't like, and, you know, tinker with stuff during the week if we feel like there need to be some changes that need to be made, whether it's third down, red zone, or, you know, the regular down and distance stuff.